In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony. I'm glad that you're with us today. We're going to be talking about faith. You cannot talk about faith unless you talk about Abraham. Abram, he is the father of faith. And I'm reading from the 12th chapter of Genesis, which starts the experience of salvation. "Now the Lord said to Abram, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to a land that I will show you." In other words, he doesn't know what land it is. It's going to be shown by the Lord. And the scripture says, "I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you, I will curse." We bless Abraham. We bless Israel. We bless God's people in Jesus' name. "And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." Listen to the fourth verse. "Abram went as the Lord had told him." Abram went. He wasn't asking, where are we going? Went, just did it. He just put his faith in God. It must have been a very powerful experience with the Lord. But you know what? He was called to go 340 miles down the road into Palestine. Oh, yes, I will show you where you are to go. That's the beginning of the Holy Land. Oh, yes, how we need to know that God works through faith. And without faith, he doesn't work usually. Oh, yes, he can do it if he wants to. But faith allows us to tap the presence of God in the name of Jesus. Faith allows us to tap the presence of God in the name of Jesus.
Faith is caught, not taught. You know, faith and trust is a vessel which God bestows all his graces. Having total faith in God is the most pleasing thing you can give to him. You know, as Christians, we are called to live by faith. In the world, we are called to figure out everything by ourselves, you know, and work on our own merits. But the truth is, when you're in Christ, all he's looking for you to have is faith today. Do you have faith? Faith is how we gain trust. God wants to entrust you with everything, but are you trustworthy today? And you become trustworthy by having faith in God. Do you know that before you even had a problem, God already has the answer? He's just looking for you to have a little trust in him. Abram went. Like Father Tom said, he didn't know where he was going. God's just looking for us to take that first step out in faith. And God will anoint it. He wants you to give the word of God to someone. I don't know what to say. He'll give you the words. He'll anoint your words. God isn't looking for these grand gestures. You know, we become sanctified. You become sanctified. I become sanctified through the little things in our day. And they become easy when we have faith in God. You know, when we hear the wind of the breath of God, the Holy Spirit, and we let him blow us and lead us through the day. You know, it's just faith is caught, not taught, and you catch it by, like Abram, stepping out. Amen, read the Bible. Amen, say your prayers. But that's only half of the game. The other half is faith without works is dead. So when we step out to do works and to do what God anoints you to do, because you know if you're hearing this, you're anointed to do marvelous things in this world for the Lord. But you can't do anything without faith. So just know, if you are of this world, you know, you got to worry about all your issues and figure out everything out yourself. But know if you're hearing this message, you're in God. And you should have no worries. Worrying is not from the Lord. It does no good. All you need to do is have faith. Because I promise you that God has your life fully ordained, like Abram, who became Abraham. He wants you to make you a new creation in Him. Take away all your pain, anxiety, struggle, worry. And He does it by giving you the gift of supernatural faith. So, Lord, I just pray right now that you impart the revelation of your divine will for every listener's life and give them the gift, the grace of supernatural faith so they can live in you, through you, and for you.
I love the scripture that says Abraham went. That's faith. He didn't know where he was going, but yet he followed what God was saying. As I said, it must have been a very powerful experience, a very powerful experience, that he would leave his father's land and go over 300 miles down the road of peace. This is amazing. This is amazing. And the Lord honors faith. The scripture says faith glorifies God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Amen. Without faith. And you know, this radio ministry has run for 37 years by the grace of God, by faith. We have done this by faith. When I first started, I didn't know if we were on 3 months, but we've been on 37 years by the grace of the living God. But we tithe our money. Do you tithe your money, my friends? You see, the Lord says, test me, tithe your money, and I will open up the windows of heaven. Amen. I can't afford to tithe my money. Well, let me tell you this now. I cannot afford not to tithe my money. Let me tell you a story. A young man came to me, and he was from another state, and we were at the grave of Father Power. And I asked him, because he was having a hard time with his ministry, do you tithe your money? He said, tithe my money? I can barely get through now. I don't tithe my money. I said, well, God says, listen to me, test me. I will open the windows of heaven. And so I said to him, begin to tithe your money. And you know what? He did. And he got very many places to go and worship and praise music. But he began tithing his money. This happens when we tithe. God opens the windows of heaven. How we need to have the windows of heaven open, especially in this day and age when everything is awful. Oh, yes, everything is awful. They call boys girls and girls boys. They take children out of the womb and kill them. Yes, yes. Homosexuality, living together, they call it being blessed. I tell you, I love all these people. I love all these people. I cannot talk against them. But right is right, and wrong is wrong. And that's just the way it is. But the world says right is wrong, and wrong is right. That's a sad, sad story that we're in the middle of this experience.
Yeah, another testimony about living by faith and tithes and your money. I remember when I was first coming to God and I asked Father Tom for money for tithing ministry for the speaker so I could go preach on the street. No sooner did he tithe $400 to me, did he get a call literally and he received a $4,000 check. Tithing your money, it's not so much about the money. It's about, do you live an ordered life and you put God above everything? A lot of times, Father Tom says, where your money is, your heart is. So it's about faith. Do you trust that if you follow God's command and God's inkling that he'll take care of everything for you? And I promise he will. My testimony, I live by faith. And, you know, honestly, the material things, the money, that's the least gift of God. God will give you graces when you live by faith of supernatural belief, the glory of the Father, you know, virtue. When I came to God, I had nothing. And I had nothing spiritually and monetarily. And I just acted by faith, and I just lived, and I heard the word of God. And God is, I can tell he's provided every need I have. Now, I'm not wealthy, but my needs are met to do the work of God. But even greater, God has put me in positions that I'm unworthy to be in. I could never have dreamed 2 years ago that I would be here, speaking with the ability to speak to you on the radio, that I could pray for people and in the name of Jesus, God would heal them, that I could go to nursing homes, Methadone Mile, the streets, you know, see people give their lives to the Lord. And it's about faith, because I don't know the Bible as well as you. You know, God has given me a grace to prayer, but it's about faith. I just take the step. And like in the Bible, when you don't know the word, the Holy Spirit gives his utterance. And the only gift I have is total faith that when I go and take a step out, that God's going to help me. Because the secret is, when we are weak, God is strong. Where we end, God begins. And you need to know that. So the gift of weakness is a gift. To be broken means God gets to fix you. To be hated by the world means you get to be loved by God. To share in God's pain, you will share in his glory. You know, God has a backwards kingdom. The least in the kingdom of God, the least in the world is the greatest in the kingdom of God. You know, if you want to be the greatest leader in the kingdom of God, you need to be the greatest servant. You need to become the least to receive the most. Because as you get out of the way and God tears away from you, then he fills you with him. You know, I went on a little fast this past week, and, you know, by the grace of God, he told me to do it, and I have been, and the devil's been buffeting me. You know, I've been going through a lot in the spiritual realm and stuff, but I allow that because anyone can do what is good when you're in the glory of God. But it's when God withdraws his glory a little, and when you don't seem that God is there and you can just feel the attack of the enemy, that's when you build your faith. Because God is always next to you. You know, you might feel like Lot for a season, but guess what? You come out of that with greater faith, greater favor, greater love of God and from God. Like, God can't love you anymore, but he can trust you more. Because everyone can be trusted, you know, like even when everything's going good. But it's when you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, when you know you seem like there's a situation where, how am I going to pay my bills? How is this going to happen? You know, how will I be healed? How will this happen? And that's when you have the greatest opportunity. It's an opportunity to build faith. Everything in this life is an opportunity, the good, the bad. So I got to wake up today and the glory of God was on me. And now I just pray the glory of God comes on to you. So it was a hard 7 days, but you know, God's always there and God has a perfect plan in the short term and the long term for all of you. So right now, God just wants me to pray. So Father, in the name of Jesus, I just ask that the glory of the Father falls on everyone listening. I ask that the breath of God, the wind of the Holy Spirit, blows upon every listener. I ask that you heal backs, necks, joints, fibromyalgia, anything going on with your listeners. But most importantly, right now, Jesus, give them an implosion of the love of the Father and the light of God to drive out all darkness, every soul wound, every childhood trauma. just give him a touch of heaven like you've given me today, because you are so good. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Do you know what's really the best of the best? When God can trust you.
Yes.
I tell you, he knows he can trust me with money. Yes. In this ministry. He knows that I don't take anything for a salary. I just preach the word of God. God trusts me. That's a wonderful thing that we have, that God wants to trust you. But it starts with faith. God trusted Abraham, or Abram. God trusted him, and Sarai, his wife. God trusted them. And you know what? They fulfilled what they were called to do. Let me ask you this. Do you want to fulfill what God has called you to be and to do? Do you want to fulfill the image that God has of you and where he wants to take you? Do you have that experience that no matter what happens, I'm going to follow the Lord? As for me and my family, we will seek the Lord. It's wonderful to be trusted by the Lord. It's wonderful. But you know what? Sometimes he can't trust people because they aren't faithful. Sometimes he can't trust people for they aren't faithful. One preacher said he will not send many people to heaven because they'd rip off one of the roads filled with gold. You know, that's a saying that God can't trust that person. God can't trust that person. But can he trust you? Do you want to fulfill your destiny in faith? I do. I want to fulfill my destiny in faith. I thank God that he trusts me. That has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with God. Do you know that God wants to trust you? Not only does he want you to have trust in him, but he wants you to know that he wants to trust you with everything that you have received. He wants to trust you. Can you say to the Lord, I want to fulfill my destiny in faith? I don't want to quit now. I tell you, so many people have begun the race of faith and they quit because of hard times. They said, no, I wasn't having hard times before I gave my life to Jesus. And so what do? They run out of the race. They run out of the race rather than, you know, Lord, when I'm weak, you're most strong, and I'm most strong. But, you know, lots of people just won't hang in there. They won't hang in there. They don't have the faith to trust God. How sad that is. Maybe you're one of those people. Maybe you've left the race. Well, it's time to come back into the race. It's not time to say, poor me. No, it's time to run into the race again. The race is called the race of grace, the race of faith, the race of God. You can come in right now. But what will happen to me? Abram went. He didn't say, why are you calling me to go someplace where you don't want to show me? Why? He didn't say that. It just says Abram went. That's faith. That's faith. That's faith. And Jesus said, if you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain of depression, be moved, and it will be moved. To the bodies, be healed, and they will be healed. Takes faith. Takes faith. I have people calling me all day long to pray for them or their family. I have people all day long asking for prayer. Oh, yes. Yesterday I told you that I was just praying and praying on the phone over and over again. When one person left, another person came, and they all had big things to pray for. Why do they ask Father Tom? Because they know Father Tom will pray. No other reason. No other reason. They know he will pray. And that's who I am, by God's grace.
I love it. The race of grace, the race of faith. That's really what we're called into this life. How much faith can we amass by the end of our lives? You know, the reason why people give up when they have hardships, because they don't understand it. They think God, you think God might be abandoning you in the hardship. You don't understand that God is blessing you with this hardship because he's giving you the ability to gain more faith in him through it. You know, the saints, they prayed for suffering. We all love good days and God gives it to us. But the truth is, the days where we face hardships are the days that will be marked in eternity. Those are the days you can gain virtue. You know, even though I don't feel the presence of God, am I going to still be virtuous and do what God calls me to do? You know, they won't get into heaven because they'll rip off the gold roads in heaven. It's funny, but it's true. But in the world, why? Because before I came to God, I desired. Why do we desire gold and the material things in the world? It's because we truly haven't understood or experienced the experiential knowledge of the glory of God. Because once you experience the glory of God, you know, all of a sudden gold loses its luster. Silver isn't as shiny. You know, the new Ferrari, the new car isn't as appealing. Because nothing can compare with the glory and the love of the Father. But that, of course, God does everything sovereignly if he wants. But these experiences come through faith. You know, God wants to give you everything, but how willing are you to receive it? Can we get out of the way so that God can fill us? You know, can we get rid of love of ourselves so we can be filled of love for God? You know, when we love ourselves and the things of this world, how much room do we have for the love of God? We pray that we can be poor in spirit, because when we have poverty of spirit, we can be rich in the Lord. And when we're rich in the Lord, we can be rich in the Lord's graces. And you know, we're doing this all for eternal and heavenly purposes. But I promise God will give you touches. And like Father Tom said, raindrops of heaven on this earth. You know, I personally, God is everything's a grace. And I've been very blessed and graced to learn from Father Tom and see how he acts on faith alone and see how he has virtue that even when he doesn't feel the presence of God or even when he's not feeling great, it doesn't matter. He still does what God calls him to do day by day by day, regardless if he feels the glory of God, regardless if he's feeling good. But this is the faith, the supernatural faith, that when you know God is there, even though you can't see him, you live a life that gets marked into eternity, that will live past you. The currency of heaven is souls. You know, you'll enter heaven and you'll be marked by all people, friends and family. You know, and God uses everything for the good. He's just so good. And right now, this healing on this broadcast is an anointing. The Holy Spirit is the anointing. And as Father Tom was talking, I could feel it coming down. So I'm going to just pray again, because I can't do anything. Father Tom can't do anything, but God can. And right now, he just is asking you, do you have the faith to receive it? Do you have the faith to know that God can do anything? That God can heal whatever's going on in your body, in your soul, you know, in your life, in your finances? He can restore everything. But he's not going to do it until you have faith in him, because you don't understand it's an opportunity and it's a grace, these hardships, because he wants you to lead it to him. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just pray that you give everybody the revelation right now of whatever they're going through, the reason that everything in their life is like a stream drawing you to them, that you take them deeper with you, Lord, that you allow them to surrender, that you let them understand that trust is a vessel in which all graces are given, that you want to give them everything, and you want to trust them with everything, but you just want them to be trustworthy, because we know, Father, you won't give them anything that's going to hurt them. But as soon as they're ready, you're ready to provide. And you just want them to take out a step in faith. And I just pray right now that you release a supernatural faith that you've graced me, Father Tom, so many with, to these people, to everyone. But this faith comes through love, and let them experience the love of the Father right now. So Jesus, I don't need to say anymore. You already know what they need. So we just pray that you do it. Do it for them. In Jesus' name, God bless you guys.
Without faith, it's impossible to please God.
Yeah.
And you know, it doesn't say a watermelon seed, but a mustard seed, the smallest of the seeds. If you have the faith of a mustard seed, you can say, be healed in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I received a call from a lawyer who wants me to pray for her father. She's going to call again and tell me more about it. God knows who to trust. My question is, can he trust you?
He wants to.
God bless you.
Amen.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.